Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is December 24th, 2025, and the Gospel today is from the Mass in the morning of the fourth week of Advent, Christmas Eve. Luke writes, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David." There is a sacred hush upon this morning. The world holds its breath, poised on the edge of fulfillment. The night has not yet yielded to the brilliance of Christmas Day. And yet already the promise is aflame. This is the stillness before glory, the silence before the first cry of the child who is to come. On this final morning of Advent, the Church gives us the song of Zechariah, the Benedictus, as our own dawn prayer. It is a hymn that rises from long silence. For 9 months, Zechariah could not speak. His doubt had closed his mouth, but grace would open it again. And when he speaks, the first sound that breaks forth is a blessing. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has come to his people and set them free. These are not merely words of gratitude. They are prophecy fulfilled. Praise born of long waiting. In Zechariah's song, we hear the entire story of salvation, the faithfulness of God, the memory of his covenant, the dawn of mercy breaking upon those who dwell in darkness. This morning, before Bethlehem's star rises, before angels sing to shepherds, before the cry of the newborn Savior pierces the night, the Church invites us to join Zechariah's praise. The old priest blesses the God who has come, even though the Messiah's birth is still hours away. He speaks in the tense of faith, not "he will come," but "he has come." Faith for Zechariah is seeing the future as already accomplished because it is held in the fidelity of God. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. In a world accustomed to power that dominates, Zechariah announces a strength that saves through humility. The mighty Savior is not an emperor seated on a throne, but a child soon to be born among the poor. His might is not in armies or decrees, but in mercy. His kingdom will not extend and be expanded by conquest, but by compassion. This is the paradox of the gospel, that freedom comes not through control, but through surrender. That salvation is not a victory of force, but the triumph of love. When Zechariah proclaims, "He has come to his people and set them free," it is not from Roman oppression. It is from the bondage of fear and sin, the hidden prisons of the heart that only divine mercy can unlock. Zechariah's song, "Silence," was not a punishment, but a preparation. In his stillness, something deeper was born, a faith no longer rooted in control or certainty, but in awe. He emerges from silence as one transformed, speaking not as a skeptic, but as a prophet. And so, this morning, on the threshold of Christmas, we are invited into that same holy stillness. Before the songs, before the lights, before the joy breaks forth, there is this tender moment of waiting, the interior hush that allows faith to take root. In the silence of Advent's final dawn, God is already at work. The incarnation begins not in spectacle, but in secrecy, in the quiet movements of grace within the heart. Before Christ is born in Bethlehem, he is conceived in the soul of every believer who dares to wait in trust. Zechariah's song is not merely personal thanksgiving, it is a communal memory. He praises the God who remembers, who recalls his holy covenant, who does not forget the promise made to Abraham, to David, to all generations. There is deep consolation in this. God remembers. Even when we forget, even when we falter, even when centuries seem to pass without sign or fulfillment, God remembers. Every prayer, every tear, every small act of hope is gathered into his eternal faithfulness. The child soon to be born is not a new idea of God, but the completion of a long story, the word spoken from the beginning, now made flesh among us. Zechariah concludes his song with the image of dawn. In the tender compassion of our God, he says, "The dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." This is what we await today, the dawn that breaks not from below, but from above, the light that comes not from human progress or invention, but from the heart of God, the tender compassion of God bends down to us. He enters our darkness, not to condemn, but to illuminate it from within. The manger will glow with this light tonight, but it is already dawning, here, now, in every heart that welcomes the promise. So on this morning, December 24th, we are not yet at the stable, but we can already bless God with Zechariah. We can stand in the in-between, between promise and fulfillment, between silence and song, between night and day. Let your heart echo his words. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. Bless him for promises kept, for mercies remembered, for a Savior who comes quietly, yet powerfully. Bless him for freedom that takes the form of a child. Bless him for remembering you, even in your long silence. Today is the dawn before the birth, the thin light on the horizon of the world's redemption. Let us be still, and let our hearts learn again to bless. Let us pray. O God of the dawn, you have come to us in stillness and light. As the sun rises on this final Advent morning, open our hearts to bless you with Zechariah's joy. Let our silence give birth to praise, our waiting turn to wonder, our longing be met by your tender mercy. May the dawn from on high break upon us and guide our feet into the way of peace. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others, perhaps as a Christmas gift, and invite them to join us each day here as we share a word from my hermitage. May God bless you today during these final hours in preparation for Christmas. God bless you. Be safe.